Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No need to search for the facts.
The fact is, hold on.
Just take note.
It gave me,
and check in throughout the day on 55 KRC.
It's 7:06 here at 55 KRC Talk Station, and it's Friday Eve, and a very happy one to you. And it is time to start with the guests on the 55 KRC Morning Show today. Thank you to Joe Strecker for lining up and inviting Betsy Sunderman. Councilman Sunderman returns to the program to talk about public safety and how her prior public safety forum has gone and how the next one's going to go. Welcome back, Betsy. Happy Thursday to you. It's good to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, you are out. You decided to do these public safety forums, and you're going to do another one. Obviously, we do have crime in the city of Cincinnati. Clearly, it's concentrated in a certain handful of neighborhoods. Police statistics bring that out, and with targeted enforcement, they send more police into various neighborhoods and try to reduce that. But fundamentally, where is it coming from? What's the underlying cause of problems we have with public safety? And are there any ideas out there in the world that you can suggest? Betsy, but the purpose of one of these meetings is to, crowdsource, I think is the word that's used. Like, come on, people, can we put our heads together and figure out some solutions to the problem? How'd the first ones go?
So the first one, we had about 50 citizens show up and about 10 community leaders. So the community leaders were community council presidents, citizens on patrol, other council candidates, all different kind of leaders in the community. And since then, I've had a bunch of people call and say, if you have another one, I want to go. So hopefully we'll get more community leaders this time.
Oh, good. So word got out after it was over that people were talking about it. Good.
Right. And I've been trying to find venues. I mean, no one wants to give me a free place where all kinds of random people come in and they don't know what's going to happen. I understand
sure.
that.
Sure.
So thankfully, the Madcap Education Center in Westwood let me have their theater. A theater is a perfect place to have it because we have microphones and seats and, it's inside, air conditioned.
Oh, yeah.
So the next location, I've gotten a lot of requests from OTR because of OTR and the banks, all the shenanigans going on down there.
Right.
So the next one is going to be a week from today, July 29th at 6 p.m. at another theater, at the Ensemble Theater.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I called around a bunch of different places, and the Ensemble Theater is letting me have it for free, which is cool.
That is great. Well, I mean, it's in their best interest. Let's see. You're going to Over the Rhine to talk about crime in Over the Rhine and elsewhere, of course. It's not limited to that area, but that's one of the neighborhoods that has frequently popped up on the police's radar as being one of the more heavily concentrated crime areas. I believe it was Over the Rhine, Westwood, and what was the other one neighborhood? Avondale or something. It doesn't matter. But again,
well, East Price Hill, where I live, is one of the most dangerous neighborhoods.
There you go. And, being a longtime former Delhi native, just to hear that is just so mind boggling to me, considering what it used to be like. But it is what it is. Now, in the first one, now clearly you're going to hope that people have suggestions and ideas about how to solve the problem. But did you learn anything from the first one? I mean, did you get a sense of the crowd, whether they had some sort of general unanimous perspective on the problem, or how'd it go, just generally speaking?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of different suggestions. I wrote down about 2 pages of different suggestions people had. I mean, some people had really specific suggestions, like, please put a crosswalk here because everyone keeps getting hit by cars. I mean, that kind of stuff is easier to act on. But a lot of people just were very tearful and told stories about their friends or family getting shot. Some people told stories about how they felt like a police department was dismissive of them So that was surprising to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people said, oh, I call the police, and they show up and they say, oh, I can't believe it only happened this badly. We thought it'd be way worse, ha, 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 or something. So I know the police department will deal with those kind of comments now. We don't want people feeling like if they call the police, they're not going to get a serious reaction.
Yeah, fair enough. So, I understand
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we'll wait till the end of all the public safety forums and then come up with kind of a master plan. But, I mean, one thing is just getting all these people in the same room. I told the people at the end of the last safety forum, I said, all of us sitting in the room are the ones who can make the change. I mean, the people who care enough to show up to this kind of stuff, if we just keep meeting and talking and coming up with solutions, yeah. that's how you solve the problem. We can't just put it on the government and put it on the school system and the police department.
No.
I mean, it has to be put on the community.
Well, and therein maybe lies one of the solutions. You get 50 people in a room who care enough about their community to show up at a public safety meeting, and you ask the out loud question, how come there aren't more people here? Is the message not getting out? Is this something that people don't care about? I mean, what can we do to get people talking about this as an issue amongst themselves on a regular basis and actually stepping up to the challenge of cooperating with police or, you know, dealing with the unruly kids in the neighborhood, you know, identifying gang activity, whatever it happens to be. I've heard over and over again, Betsy, I know you have as well, at least I'm anticipating you have. When you talk to law enforcement, one of the biggest stumbling blocks and hurdles to solving crime, which is primarily what the police are dealing with, finding the bad guys after the crime's been committed, is that folks in certain neighborhoods just are not willing to work with them. And I don't know if that is a consequence of distrust of the police or is it concern over retaliation, but if you're not willing to work for your own neighborhood and work with the people who are trying to help you solve the problem and catch the bad guys, then the problem's never going to go away.
Yeah, I know. That's a huge problem. I mean, I understand that. As a former prosecutor, some of the crime victims would show up and say, I don't want to testify.
Right.
I mean, in domestic violence, they'd say, I don't want to testify. He's going to beat me.
Yep, yep,
or,
yep.
You know, if you're just minding your own business in your neighborhood and you witness a shooting and you don't know the people involved and someone says to you, if you tell anyone what you saw, I'll kill you and your whole family. I understand why they would be terrified to testify.
Yeah.
But if the whole community can decide that they're all going to tell what they know, I mean, that can really clean up an entire community. But you kind of need the support of all your neighbors to all do it together.
Yeah, you certainly do. And you also, well, need to have, I guess, some confidence in the authorities. And you know, there's a lot of people at work out there seeking to undermine that very confidence that is critical to solving crime. And again, that in our case, that's cooperation with the authorities, working with the police department. But, you know, there's this narrative out there that, oh, the police departments are all a bunch of racists. They don't care, blah, 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 blah. And that discourages people from even trying.
Yeah, well, the police department has a program called CCRO, which was named after Chelsea Crow, who was a teenager who got shot by a stray bullet a few years ago. I actually was friends with her mom. Her mom worked in juvenile court. It was terrible. And they kind of solved it. They think they know who did it, but they couldn't get enough people to come forward and, you know, really say what happened. So CCRO came out of this, and it's Cincinnati Cares and Respects Our Witnesses. That's what it stands for. And we give funding to Cincinnati Police to protect witnesses. So they have social workers. I got funding for an additional social worker. And the social workers actually go to the scenes of homicides and they meet with people and try to kind of gather up witnesses and tell people about all the protections. They can even put people in hotels while the trial is pending. They literally hold their hands all through the court hearings. They walk them into the courthouse to protect them. So witnesses can be well protected.
Yeah, and I think in a purely domestic violence situation, that absolutely is a cure. May not be a 99% or may not be 100% effective, but if you're dealing with one guy who's got a problem with his soon-to-be ex-spouse or girlfriend, that is not a problem that the rest of society is going to have to deal with. I mean, the rest of us are not a target of this one guy. But when you deal with the gang-type situation, one of those maybe multiple shootings, a drive-by where they unleash a hurl of bullets at a crowd of innocent people, and you know who that is, and then you know them to be gang members, you may have a much larger problem on your hands, because then you have a whole group of people who are, you know, after you for being a witness or anybody else who is there. It creates a much larger problem and a more difficult one to deal with.
Yeah.
That a group like that, I don't know, because you think about it. If you prosecute the abuser and he goes to prison, problem solved. If you prosecute the gang member and he goes to prison, the rest of the gang is still out there and they knew who the witnesses are. And I can see people freaking out over that.
Yeah, I mean, the courthouse has taken some precautions there. They banned cell phones from trial rooms, unless you're one of the lawyers or one of the staff. So it used to be that, yeah, gang members could go in there and they would flash pictures of people testifying on the stand, and then they would blast out that picture to everybody. So they can't do that anymore. I mean, there's no 100% protection, but if an entire community decides that it wants to completely turn crime upside down, then they can all decide together that they're all going to come forward, and I think it would be okay.
It would be, Betsy, and you know the other part of that is if the whole community comes together and puts their collective foot down, then the gang isn't going to want to do criminal activity in that neighborhood. They're going to move on. It will be too difficult to operate a criminal enterprise when they know pretty much every man, woman, and child in the area is watching them and watching out for what they're doing.
Right, and there are ways to give tips to the police. You can call Crime Stoppers. You can call anonymous tip lines and tell what you know without saying who you are. I mean, that's very helpful, just saying, I know who did this. I know where you can find some evidence. I mean, you can do that with really no risk.
Right. That's a great point, because if you could even know the guy and they would have you testify at court, but if you give the police the tip, you remain anonymous, they might find DNA evidence on your tip and be able to prosecute them independently of even having you be around. So Crime Stoppers, 352-3040. You always remain anonymous, and if your tip leads to an arrest, then you're eligible for a cash reward. Betsy, the next one, July 29th. That's, 1 week from today.
A week from today.
6 p.m., Ensemble Theater in Over the Rhine. If you are interested in community safety, you have some thoughts, some ideas, some ways to better the community, Betsy would love to have you, and you are invited. Of course, the venue will be perfect for that, as you indicated. And thanks out loud to the Ensemble Theater for letting you have the space. I would argue, to the extent there's any other communities within the city of Cincinnati that have a theater like that, maybe you run one, you want to invite Betsy and have one of these public safety seminars, Betsy, you would not object to that at all, would you?
I'm looking for a venue in Walnut Hills. I'm looking for one in Avondale. So I would prefer a venue without masks, if that's possible.
Right.
I know I found one venue, but they required masks. But with people telling these stories about their families getting shot and things like that,
highly emotional.
I think it comes across the same with the masks on. So if you have a maskless venue in Walnut Hills or Avondale, or another neighborhood, I'm happy to go anywhere.
Appreciate that. On behalf of everyone who is impacted by violence, crime, and public safety generally speaking, thanks for what you're doing. And support to everybody out there to heed Betsy's call and help work with the authorities and the powers that be and Crime Stoppers and stop it from happening in your community. Betsy, thanks for all you do. Thanks for coming on the program and spending time with my listeners and I today and or me today and for the public safety forums you're doing.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have an awesome day.
You too. It's 7:19 right now, 55 KRC.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.